All right, this is some bullshit that just happened to me, and I wanted to talk about it because, hey, it's not like I got a diary or anything, and that's exactly what podcasts are. They're other people's personal diaries about other shit. So why not use this platform for something? Because this is bothering me. But I recently paid my rent. I am one of those people who essentially, I pay my rent on time. I don't speak to like the leasing office or anything, because of course I live in an apartment, but you know, I don't like to speak to the leasing office or nothing like that. You know, it's like, hey, wham bam, thank you ma'am, like, we ain't friends. You motherfuckers don't live here, y'all work here, so you know, take my shit and I'm gonna leave. And this leasing office is retarded, because I'm actually in the process of moving, but this place is like a bad place. But motherfuckers have a tendency to essentially keep constantly getting like a different website that can do online payments. And each time they get a new one, they scrap it and then they try to get something else. And it's just really fucking stupid. So they recently got a brand new one. And the thing is that they put out a letter to tell everybody to how to go to it and pay online. But they didn't tell you is that they're actually finite details on exactly how you're, what you're supposed to click on when you pay. Some bullshit, right? And like, you figured they would know this, or that they would explain this and whatnot. So obviously I clicked the wrong thing. I wound up getting charged way more than what my fucking rent was. And so immediately I was like, oh hell no. So I had to call them up and tell them, like, you know, something went wrong. And then like the leasing office lady was like, wait, did you click on that and that? And I was like, yeah, because it didn't tell me I didn't, or it didn't tell me not to. And she, no, that added a bunch of fees. And I was like, well, if you fucking know this, why didn't you explain that to people? I was like, anyone can make, it's a simple mistake, because it's just between clicking on, like, you know, if you're paying with credit card or debit card or something like that. And it just caused like a slew of fucking problems. So they had to void out the payment. And then I was like, okay, you voided out the payment, so do you want me to bring in, because I was like, then I'm gonna just pay with a fucking money order. I'm gonna just pay with a fucking money order then, and give it to you guys. And I was like, so do you want me to do that now, or are you, I was like, do you want me to do that now? I was like, because I could just go and get a money order real quick and come back. And then she was like, no, don't do that, because your money hasn't been refunded yet. And I was like, and then she was like, did it charge you when you paid the rent? I was like, yeah. She was like, so why don't you just wait until the money gets refunded, and then you can pay the rent. Verbatim, that's what she said. I swear that that's exactly what she said. So then I actually called the next day and I was like, well, it still hasn't returned, but I am able to pay it now. I was like, do you want me to just bring in the money order now? Regardless, that way you guys just have it. And again, she went, no, just wait until it comes back into your account. Let me know when it comes back into your account. Because she was like, this thing is new. I understand what the problem is. You're not going to be charged a late fee or anything. But the site is new that we're using. And so these problems, just let me know exactly how long it takes for the void to go through in your account, so then you can bring in the money. That way I'll know later on. And I was like, all right, cool. So I literally every fucking day checked my account until I was refunded my money. And the shit didn't, like, it was like it immediately got voided, but I didn't get a refund until damn near like a week later, I would say. So I get my money back, and then I immediately call up there. Like, when I check, like, I was just checking every day, you know, and then like I immediately called up there and I was like, can I speak to Maria for the at the leasing office? And they was like, well, she's not here. And I believe she's like the head honcho of the place, the main manager of the leasing office. Again, I don't fucking know these people. And it was like, well, she's not here. She won't be back till Monday. And I was like, damn. Okay. And I was like, well, I have my money in my account to pay for the, I was like, I got refunded finally the money for the rent. And I was like, so is it okay if I come in and pay it? And it was like, yeah, sooner the better. So then I went, got money order, came back, gave them the money order. They were checking it, you know, putting the system that I paid and everything. And then it was like, yeah, you owe $100 for a late fee. The fuck? So I mean, I was standing there and I went, no, I don't. I just, it just came out as if like a goddamn lightning strike, because I was like, I bet you some bullshit is going to happen because I'm dealing with ignorant motherfuckers, because these people got me in a shitty area. They know this is a shitty area. And then it's like, but, you know, they got to be on that money and whatnot. And I was like, and I'm pretty sure either she didn't tell nobody anything about it. And I was like, and these motherfuckers don't know. So, and then it was like, yeah, you owe, he's like, you still owe $100. No, I don't. And then I was like, I called up here before because of the issue with the rent on the website and everything. And then it was like, oh, yeah, that was you. I was like, yeah, exactly. And I was like, and Maria told me that I wouldn't be charged a late fee because of everything that happened. That was specifically you guys' fault because you didn't tell me, you didn't let me know what was up with the website. And apparently, like, other people have fucked up the payments as well. So it's not just me, but essentially I was like one of the first ones it happened to. And then, like, I called it in early. So then it was like, oh, okay, yeah. So then, like, he went in the back to speak to someone else. And then it was like, well, just give me a minute. Dude went in the back to speak to someone else. And I was like, this is some bullshit. And I was like, I can leave. I was like, I can fucking leave. I don't need to wait for you to say anything. And then he came back. He was like, well, Maria's not going to be back till Monday. I was like, no, I know, you already said that. And it was like, so she'll contact you on Monday. I was like, there's no reason to contact me. I paid my rent. And I was like, that's it. There's nothing else to be done here. You got my money. That's it. And I was like, you got my money, and went the way I was supposed to pay it, and I paid it. That's it. It's fucking done. I was like, this is all done. But I'm looking at him, and then he was like, she'll call you Monday. And I was like, what the fuck is she calling me for? And I was like, she doesn't need to call me for anything. It's done. So I wait till, I get a call today. It's Tuesday. Because apparently she tried to contact me yesterday, and either I didn't, either I missed a call or something, but because I saw like it, saw that it popped up that it was like, yeah, she called or so whatever. And I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. But so then I answered today, and then this is where the shit gets retarded. So I answered, right? And when I answered, I was like, yes, hello. She was like, yes, hello, Mr. Willis. You know, she was like, yes, hello. Is this this is Maria from the leasing office? And I was like, yes, hello. And then she was like, I'm angry at you. Do you know why? Now, this is why I'm upset. This is something that upset me completely. Because I understood that she was calling because of the issue with the rent and everything like that. But it is it's a thing that certain people do, typically women, when essentially they're addressing or they're talking to someone and they speak in that childlike manner. It's a joking, but it's a joking slash condescending way of speaking to someone. And essentially it's some shit you do to a kid. Now, I'm a fucking man, you know, it was like, regardless of how you feel about whatever the fuck is going on, you talk to me with some modicum of respect. It's one of the reasons why men still, like, even in professional settings or whatever, still talk to and speak to a guy with some sense of respect, because you don't know exactly what will set another nigga off that'll get you knocked the fuck out. Now, women don't typically have to deal with shit like this. Therefore, they tend to do shit like that, which is fucking annoying. You speak to anyone who understands what I'm talking about, and then it's like, you'll know. And it's like, yeah, they do that. And it's like, it's a playful, condescending way of demeaning you as a person, but essentially it's undermining you per se. And it was like, yo, you're here to speak to me about some serious shit, because this is involving money, rent, and things like that. So don't play. There's no reason to play. I don't know you like that. Like I said, I'm not friends with these people. I don't come into the leasing office on Wednesday to chat it up with them. I don't fucking care about these people. I don't. I have no reason to whatsoever, you know? So her going like, I'm mad at you. And I was like, we're not friends. Like, what the fuck? And so that kind of upset me. And I was like, yeah. And I just went, yeah. And then she was like, well, you paid your rent late. And I went, no, I did not. I was like, I paid my rent in accordance to what you told me. And I was saying this shit as calm as possible, because I was immediately upset because she called me. Because again, it was like, there's no fucking reason for you to call me. I paid my rent. That's it. We're done. There is no late fee for me to worry about, because you said there was no late fee for me to worry about. So we're done. If they had a problem with that, miscommunication. But when you came back and they told you what was up, that should have been cool. It should have all been copacetic. We're done. We're fine. It's out of... It's in God's hands now. I'm good on my fucking rent. So calling me is essentially like you're trying to get something out of me. And you know, and it's like, Whether or not it's something where it was like, you know, we're gonna take the rent this time, but hey, don't do this again. The type of dumb, underhanded shit. Again, shit that you do to a child, you know? And it's like, yo, are you taking the rent? Yeah, all right, fine, done. It was like, there's no reason to call me and talk to me, but it's some shit. It's backhanded shit that a lot of people do when they want to feel or get some type of superiority against you. I fucking hate it. Everything is psychological, whether you think it is or not. Everything is psychological, especially when people are talking to you, on any standpoint and whatnot. So she was saying like, yeah, you paid the rent late. And I was like, no, I didn't. I was like, I didn't pay my rent late because you told me that I would not have to worry about a late fee because of the issue with the online thing. She was like, yeah, the online thing and everything. She was like, but I thought that you were going to pay it by Wednesday. And I said, no, because remember, I immediately called you the next day to inform you that I did not receive the refund. I was like, I didn't get my money back yet. And then I asked you, did you want me to pay it then anyway? I was like, I was going to bring in a money order regardless and then still wait on the refund. And you told me you didn't want me to do that. Wait until I got the money back in my account. And I was like, did that not happen? And she was like, yeah, but I thought I said to still just pay it by Wednesday. I was like, you did not say just pay it by Wednesday. That doesn't make any fucking sense. That goes against the grain of saying, wait until the money comes back into your account. Why the fuck would then that turn into then go to Wednesday? I was like, so that doesn't make any sense. So then I went, yeah, that's not what you said. I was like, you never mentioned any other day for me to pay or anything like that. I was like, if you did, I would have paid it. I have no reason to forget something like that. We're dealing with fucking rent here. Okay. So I was like, I paid it in accordance to what you told me, which was to wait until it came back into my account, which I did. And immediately when it came into my account, I went to pay the rent. That's why I did it. I was incredibly punctual with the shit. And she was like, maybe I guess it was for someone else. And I was like, again, that's not my fucking problem. I don't need you to tell me that. It's backhand shit like that that pisses me off. And it's like, I don't fucking care. And I was like, we settled our matter. Anything else is just, now it's a waste of a conversation. Well, I'm done talking with you. You are now wasting my time because you have issues. So, or you got problems that you need to figure out and whatnot. And I was like, no, I paid my fucking rent. It's over with. You don't need to call me. Once I paid it, we're done. You guys don't call me when I pay my rent before, and you know, and it's like, hey, I got a notice that your rent finally went due. Just get letting you a heads up. Like, no, I don't get that. So it's like, we're fucking done. So then that was it. Hung up, and I was like, all right, yeah, fine. And it was like, then she was like, well, how are you gonna pay your rent next time? I was like, well, the fucking money order, duh. And I was like, there's no reason to do the online thing anymore because obviously this shit is too complicated for you guys. You keep switching to the shit. And this is stupid. And so it's like, I'm moving anyway, like next month. So I was like, yeah, with a money order. And I'd be done with it. So I was like, yeah, be just like, that's whatever. And so what I did was, so then like hung up and I just minded my own fucking business. And I was like, kind of heated a little bit. And I was just like, you know, like prancing around the room. Like, you know, I was like, yo, she fucking called me and says, you know, I'm angry at you. And I was like, bitch, we ain't friends. I really don't even know what the fuck she look like. And it was like, I always deal with like it's a dude that's always there whenever I have to go pay my rent in person. And like, that's the dude that I like sign my lease with. And I was like, if I have seen her, I was like, I can't fucking remember. And I was like, just so I was like, we are not close. And I was like, but it's dumb shit like that that pisses me off. So then like more than 5 minutes go back. I sit down, my phone starts fucking ringing. Who could it be? It's the leasing office again. Maria, one more time. So I answered and I was like, hello. And she was like, yes, I found the note and it was for someone else. And I was like, again, I don't care. I was like, does that have anything to do with me? Like, what the fuck? And I was like, I'm not sitting here going, oh man, did she tell me Wednesday? Now I feel bad. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I told you what the fuck it was up. And I told you what you told me. And I was like, it's not my fault you decided to take a break and forget the shit. I was like, nah, that's not what happened. I paid what I was supposed to pay at the time that I was supposed to pay it. And this whole shit went snafu because of the fact that you guys have an online payment system that you don't even fully fucking understand. Because even when I was trying to get my refund, she was trying to contact the people who they have their online payment associated with, and she couldn't even get in contact with them. So it was like, what the fuck? So then she was like, well, like your card that you put online was voided. So She was like, yeah, it's best that you do pay in money order. I was like, yeah, I am. And I was like, yeah, that's, I was like, I already know that. I was like, I'm going to pay with money order. There's no point in trying to do online again because that's stupid. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to just pay with money order again. And then it's like, this is a non-factor because, again, I'm fucking moving. So non-factor for me. Don't give a fuck. And I was like, and again, I was like, yo, I'm clear of all this. And she was like, yeah. So I just saw the note was under someone else's name. And then like her tone and everything shifted because it's like, yeah, now you know you're in the wrong. So rather call, you know, and it was like, yes, yeah, it was like it was a mix up and everything. And I was like, yeah, no, a blatant apology of like, yes, this is our fault because I didn't inform any of my staff of what the fuck was going on between your situation, nor did I remember what the fuck was going on but with your situation. And then when it was approached to me or when I understood that I was in the wrong, I still treated this like I was a fucking child and like acting like, you know, I don't really want to say I'm sorry because shit was just supposed to go my way. And it's like, no, get the fuck out of here. You immediately pissed me off when you called and answered on the phone and talking to me like I'm a fucking kid. And then you're going to sit there and blatantly say that I'm in the wrong when I remember the conversation perfectly. And then I was doing everything I could to make sure that I paid my rent on time, even when I tried to pay again without getting my refund back. Because it's like, I could fucking do that. I have money. I could fucking do that. And all I needed from you was the A-OK to accept that. But you decided to be kind enough and wait until I got my money back from the refund in order to pay, just in case something went wrong. I understood that concept and we had an agreement with that. And so it's like, now I guess every time I fucking call or talk to the leasing office, I need to have a recorder on me because obviously these motherfuckers don't know what the hell they're doing. I hate people who do shit like this. I hate people who function like this. It's the dumbest thing in the world when you're dealing with assholes who essentially just don't give a fuck about you or anything else, but basically they hold so much power over what the fuck you got going on. That's why, like, even when you pay with a money order to places, always ask for a receipt because people are shady like that. You never fucking know. You don't trust these people with your livelihood. Ask for a fucking receipt. When you ask for a receipt, you ask the person that's handing you the receipt to sign it every fucking time. If it seems like it's a hassle, doesn't matter. You need a documentation that states like, yo, you paid your fucking rent. The receipt on the money order doesn't count as something that you can clarify as things that you gave them the apartment complex. That doesn't work like that. So like especially like, you know, if they like mail you a receipt or something like that, which, you know, sometimes if they email it to you, that's okay. But realistically, fuck no. And it's like, Jesus Christ. And it's like that was a terrible way to start my fucking day. Just dealing with an ass clown who just didn't want to admit that they was wrong. And then already off rip came at me the wrong fucking way. So that's how my day started. And I just really wanted to share that information because it's like just raggling around in my brain. And now I'm going out to this sandwich place that my dad showed me to get me a sandwich in celebration of this. And I got to think of what movie to watch. So far I'm teetering on like watching an episode of Seinfeld or looking at a movie I've never seen before. Something to mellow me the fuck out, because that immediately just pissed me the hell off. And it was like, yeah, no one wants to deal with some dumb shit like that, simply because it's like, you guys fucked up and you're just bringing, you know, like, you're just making me stressed out over something that you fucked up. To err is to human, but, you know, not everybody is a good human. Some people just are fucking waste. So that's it. It's been another episode of Fun with Flame. It's been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. Thank you for listening to my ilks. As always, good people, I hope you had fun.